Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the concept of to stress or not to stress. That is the question. Because one of the biggest challenges I have is trying to find the balance of being stimulated enough or stressed or whatever word you want to call it, and being too bored to death of my life. And so I wanted to share a few ideas. I wanted to talk this out because I'm dealing with this at the moment. Hopefully you guys get some insights from these words. So let's dive into it. Okay, to stress or not to stress? This is the question. My fantastic Shakespearean, I don't even know what it's called. What's the English language when you copy something and make it your own? I've no idea. Let me not even attempt to guess it. But the kind of concept here, or what I want to talk about today, is this need to have stress or strain in our lives, you know, and this pertains potentially more to the dyslexic side, the ADHD side, but it also falls into the dyslexic category as well. Even if you're, you know, if you're a big thinker and you're thinking about what's next and you can see all this stuff and all this possibility, which is a big dyslexic mind thing, we can see, you can see options and opportunities, you know, just abundant opportunities that you want to chase after, you want to give it a go to. Now, that was my thing in business early on, is I'd always chase these giant dreams that would come to me. These very visual and clear pictures. And my brain, being dyslexic, finds those visual pictures very easy to create and to dream of. My dreams can be very clear. And so I'd kind of chase these things. And what would always happen is I'd create a huge amount of stress and pain and chaos in my life. And there'd be moments in those moments in the stress where I'd be like, why am I doing this? I just want an easy life. I want an easy life. I want a real basic life. And I'd kind of have this dream of having a house and having everything I wanted, the family, the work that I needed. And it would be really easy. I'd go to work, I'd come back, I'd finish. And you know what we're sold, the kind of Goldilocks kind of, well, maybe not Goldilocks. She had a weird life with some giant bears, right? And a little bear, potentially. I can't remember this story, but, you know, the kind of fairy tale ending where everything just works out. But I think what happens at the end of the fairy tale is you just see them go off into the sunset and everything's amazing, but you don't see them for the next 20 years and all the stuff that goes on, right? You just kind of see the happy ending. And I think, you know, once you get to that happy ending, it's what is next, right? You know, what do you do? And so for me at the moment, you know, I've had this dream of this house we've moved into for so long. It's been so big. And we're in there. You know, we're still dealing with a few little bits and bobs as we set ourselves up. But overall, we've done pretty well. Like, we're pretty stoked on how it's all worked out. It's a fantastic house. You know, me and my wife are sitting there sometimes thinking we're in an Airbnb, because, like, this is our dream has come true. And I don't think we've kind of caught up as people to having got what we wanted. You know, it's actually really confronting when you actually get what you want, because so much of the joy or the whole process is the actual journey to get what you want, not actually getting it. Does that make sense? Like, it's actually, you know, that process is huge, that whole stepping stone by stepping stone and things going right and wrong and everything. And we're kind of at the zone where all this stuff has happened and we're coming to terms with it and enjoying it. Don't get me wrong, there are some amazing moments here and I love it. And I can see us living here for, you know, for a very long time. It's perfect for what we need. But there's also a part of me going, that's a huge journey point in my life that's now done. I actually don't want for another house. This is perfect for what we need. Like, it's really great. You know, if I was moving somewhere else, I'd be shifting things for the sake of it rather than a purpose, which is really interesting. So it's like a huge tick. I also, you know, when I met my wife and that's went so well, like, I'm in a great relationship. So I'm not saying this to kind of show off, but, you know, it is possible for anybody. You know, ticking these things off over the last 4 or 5 years has been amazing. my business as well. Like, I can run my main business and make enough money to pay the mortgage. I can, you know, live a pretty good life through it. It's a bit boring sometimes because, you know, business and making money can be a bit repetitive. It's just how it works, kind of like a job. If you do it well, you know, if you want to make the money, you actually don't want an erratic business that's too creative. You want it to be a bit more stable. And so all these things are stabilized. And then I mentioned the other day in the last podcast about running these big events. And we do them every, say, 6 months, give or take. And, you know, the lead up to this has been stressful as anything. 2 months of just too much work, too many things on my mind, having to hold all these balls in the air, you know, having to hold all these things together to make it work. And that's now over. You know, there's bits, there's always work to do, don't get me wrong, but it's, you know, that big piece of stress in my life is gone. And it was a massive piece of stress. Like, you know, I want, like everybody, like I want it to work out. I want everything to happen as it should. And so that stress is out of my way. And it's kind of like it deflated me. It completely just went, boom. And so, like, my stress in my life is remarkably low in the grand scheme of it. I'm very grateful for what I have. It's awesome. And I've kind of, it's kind of, I've got that opportunity, should I say, where I could say to myself, I could just have an easy life at this point. You know, we'll still chip away at a few things, and, you know, we're always going to be adding and tweaking the house. We're always going to be doing things here and there. But, you know, I could live that simple life, but I don't want to, because it will bore me to death. You know, it would bore me to absolute death. And so I'm kind of in this conundrum at the moment, going, okay, the house, the wife, all that's coming together. And I now need another hurdle or a challenge or something to get over. And so for me this year, health is in there. Health is in the mix. You know, I need to get that stuff sorted. You know, I need to actually put that up as a higher priority in my list, because it's always the one that seems to drop down. But also, you know, and health to a point is, it's a great goal and I want it. But as for me at the moment, I don't have that energy around it where it's like, it's not chaotic energy. Like, I'm not an idiot. I know how to be healthy. I've just got to be consistent with what I do, be it the gym or what I'm eating. It's about consistency, and I'll get there, and it's a priority. And it's a good time to do it with this lack of stress, but it's also not like exciting. You know, it's not like I've got a big event to get together and I've got to get 300 people in a room and they've got a X, Y, and Z and all this stuff. And it's all down to me and a team, and I'm leading the team. And it's quite an exciting feeling. Whereas I don't get that with a lot of the other stuff, right? And, like, don't get me wrong, there's going to be a couple of weeks here where I'm going to enjoy a bit of calm, but I know that will only last for so long. And I was listening to a podcast today about, I want to say it was the director of Oppenheimer. I can't remember the guy's name. It's escaped me. But when he did it, he spent 3 years focusing only on that movie, put all his love, his energy, his time in it. He's not on social media. He just went for it. It's his thing. As he put 3 years of life into this movie and created a award-winning super movie, right? Did really well. And then after that, he goes away for 6 months and just reads books and chills out. And I was like, that's really cool. That's a really cool way of doing it. Kind of getting to that point where it becomes like project-based, bit by bit. And like, so for, I'm kind of sitting there going, I could do that. You know, maybe that's my next journey, is I have to pick different seasons for what I want to do, commit to them for a period of time. 3 years sounds like a long time sometimes, depending on the day of the week. and then have a period of time where I can rest. So, like, I'm going to test that now. I'm going to say for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to rest. I'm going to have some time, still work, but I'm not going to give it so much energy that it breaks me. And I'm going to take 6 weeks to kind of recalibrate. I'm going to do the boring, healthy stuff, and allow myself that time and space to prioritize that, to push that forward first. And I think that's the key, right? It's trying to find this elusive balance. And I've spoken about this before where, you know, I've always got X number of strings in my hands, and it's about improving the quality of the strings, which I have done with this house, the wife, all of that stuff. It's all been the strings that I'm all holding together are much better, but I don't think I've lost the strings. I still have a heap of stuff that I'm doing all at once because that's just how I operate. If I had a hand without strings on it, gosh knows what would happen. Maybe my hand would fall off in this fictitious world. But like to keep myself stimulated, to keep myself going, I've got to have all that stuff. But it's trying to remember why you're doing it that makes the biggest impact. So I just want to share that. I want to get that in my head. It's what I'm thinking about. Hopefully, maybe you've had similar thoughts. Hopefully you've got a bit of clarity, or some thinking may have changed. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Have an epic day. I'll be back next week.